Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
Let's turn to Titus chapter 2. We'll read from verse 11 to 13. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. The title of our message is The Great God. He said to us that the grace of God that brings salvation, the grace of God that saves, has appeared unto all men. And this grace is a teacher, teaching us. Whose grace? The grace of God. That's why it's called the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That Jesus Christ is the grace of God. He is the teacher, teaching us that denying ungodliness, that is the things that are not godly, the things of men, they are not godly, and that we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. What is godly is what he told us in verse 13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying to us in clear terms is that Jesus Christ is the great God and our Savior. That the great God that you have heard of is Jesus Christ. He is the Savior, the only Savior. That there is no other name under heaven whereby we can be saved except this wonderful name of Jesus. Whose name? The name of the Word of God. That the Word of God was made flesh, was manifest in human form. Then he was teaching. That he taught them, taught his disciples and those who saw him in the days of his flesh. He says, except you reject yourself, you cannot be my disciple. That we should reject that worldly man, that flesh and blood. And what do? We should turn to God. We should live soberly, righteously, and godly. He wants us to be spiritually minded. And that is to take place while we are alive in this world. Not after. Today, he said, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That the word of God is the great God. The great God, God over all. Which God? The word of God in the Bible. He said, he is the great God and our Savior, which God has given to us. That God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but shall have everlasting life. That God gave birth to the Bible according to the scriptures. That no one of these scriptures came privately. That God inspired all the scriptures. And so he says that he is teaching us that we should take to the word. For he is the only begotten of the Father. He is the godly one. That the word of God is godly. And therefore we should attend to the word. We should attend to this great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to look for another. That we should look unto this perfect law of liberty. This sure word of prophecy. This amazing God. Therefore, anyone that believes in the scriptures is brought into God's family. He's brought into the family of God as Abraham was. That Abraham believed in the scriptures and it was counted to him for righteousness. It means he believed in the great God. Who is that great God? The God of the Holy Bible is the great God. When he sent his servant Moses to Pharaoh, to tell Pharaoh that the great God said, let my people go. Who is that great God? The Lord. Pharaoh said, I don't know the Lord. And then he resisted the great God. And the great God dealt with him. And he saw his works until he was finally buried in the Red Sea. He's saying to us that the scripture is the great God. The heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one word in the Bible will pass away. They must and will be fulfilled, as saith the prophet. That he is the great God, not a dead one, living God. That every word in the Bible is living and powerful. That's why he said this in John chapter 1, reading verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He says, as many as received the word of God, to them he gave power to become sons of God, born again by the eternal word of God that lives and abides forever, even to them that believe on his name. That believe on the name of this great God. What name? The name of Jesus, the Savior. And that as many as receive the word of God in the Bible as the word of God indeed. He said, they are they whom he gives the right to become children of God. That means they have his spirit. They have received his life because they have believed in him. That when anyone believes in the scriptures as the word of God indeed, as the Son of God, then the Spirit of God will enter that person. The Spirit of the Bible will enter. That it is through faith in the word we please God. It's through faith in the word we can receive this God. That anyone that comes to him must believe that he is God, who that the word of God is the great God. He is that great God that came down from heaven. And now he said that God was manifest in the flesh, the great God. That without controversy, great is this mystery of God. That God came to us, the God that created the heavens and the earth came, and then told us the truth of his word, that his word is himself, and that there is not another, and that the only way we can come to him is through his word. That the great God that God has given to us is his word. Look at Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 15 of it. Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, that the great God himself came and brought down the middle wall of partitions, that is, the divisions, the inability to know him. He took it away and brought us to himself to show us the truth. And he says that he removed the middle wall of partition and that he took it away by himself and preached peace unto us. He said he came to reconcile us to this great God so that we will know this God and be delivered from idol worshiping. That through him, everyone in this world have access to the Father through the word of God. And that it is this word of God that make us citizens of God, citizens of the household of God. We become part of God's family. That's why it says your heirs, joint heir with Christ. Who is Christ? His word. And that this great God is the true God. This is why it says in John chapter 17, reading from verse 1. These words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come, glorify this, thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You hear what he's saying? He said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Who is this true God? He says, Jesus Christ. He says that this true God is Jesus Christ that God sent. That the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ to end the business of not knowing God. That from henceforth we will know him, that the days of ignorance God overlooked when we were ignorant of God. Then today he's commanding, he's speaking to everyone to repent. Well, that's why John the Baptist, the forerunner of Jesus Christ, came preaching repentance. He said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. What does that mean? The revelation of the true God is here. The knowledge of the true God is here. He said that, Father, glorify thou me with the glory I had with thee before the world began, to give eternal life unto men, unto mankind. And that this is life eternal, that they might know the true God. That God has empowered his word to give the knowledge of the true God. That's why he says that we may see the glorious gospel of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That God has shown us the truth. What truth? The word of God is the true God, the great God. All of that gods are lies. All of that gods are falsehoods. That's why it says in the Psalm, let's see, Psalm 95, reading verse 3 of it. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. Who is the Lord? The Lord Jesus. That's whom he's called. That's his name. That's why he's called the Lord Jesus, our Savior. For the Lord is a great God, the great God, and a great King above all gods. Above them. They brought the ark of God, the Lord, before Dagon. The Philistines brought him before their God, because Dagon was their God. And to see whether Dagon would defeat the Lord. The scripture records for us that Dagon fell down, and then the next day they thought it was a mistake. And the Philistines stood Dagon up again. You see, their God needed to be propped up by human being, but not the Lord. You don't prop the Lord. When Uzzah touched the ark, he died. Not the Lord, because he's living. He said the next day he brought down Dagon, not only falling face down, he broke his hands, broke his leg, broke everything. It's only the stump that was left. And then they ran away. The priest of Dagon would not come to that house of Dagon again. Those priests. And so he's saying to us that the Lord is a great God, the great God and the great King. You know what he's saying? He's the King. The King of glory. The King of kings. The Lord of lords. He told Pilate, he said, my kingdom is not of this world. That if my kingdom was of this world, my servants will fight. Because it's not the king of men. He is a spiritual king. He is the eternal king. That's why he's saying that the great God is a spirit. What spirit? The spirit of the Bible. That when the spirit of the Bible enters you, then you are a child of this great God. That's why he says that you are born of his spirit. The flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit to spirit. He's talking of the spirit of the Bible. That when the spirit of the Bible enters you, you become a child of the Bible. You become a child of God through his spirit. And that this great God is awesome. He's terrible. Pharaoh did not know that the great God was speaking to him in Moses. That the scripture says, let my people go. He didn't know the scripture was speaking to him. And that the scripture cannot lie. The man of old did not know the scripture was speaking in his prophet. When the prophet said, thus saith the Lord, they thought it was their word. But then anyone that resisted the prophet perished. Not the prophet man, but the word the prophet spoke. And so he's saying to us that the Lord, who is the Lord, the word of God. Say, hear you, O Israel, the Lord, our God, is one Lord. It means he's one controller, one ruler. Anyone, whoever you be in this world, he says, above all of them. Means he controls all. He controls everyone, whether they are sorcerers, whether they are worshipping other gods. He said the Lord controls them. That at his name, every knee bows. Every tongue will surely confess that the Bible is the great God. The one that says, and it come to pass. And so that's why he's saying to us that this God came teaching us that we should deny every other gods. We should not worship any other gods. That we should worship this God. How do we worship him? We give him our heart. We receive him as the truth. We believe in him as the truth. We don't give in to another. We don't make room for any other God. It is this God of the Bible we believe as Abraham did, as Abel did, as all his prophets did, that we have to believe in the word, that the word of God is the great God. See what Apostle Paul wrote in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. He said he is the King eternal. He is an undiable King, immortal. It's not mere mortal. It's not flesh and blood. It's spirit, what he's saying to us. He's a spiritual king. When he says King eternal means everlasting. King immortal means he's a spirit. It's not mortal. Mortal means flesh and blood. He's not flesh and blood. He's spirit. Then he says he's king invisible. You can't see him. You can only hear the voice of his word. And then he's the only wise God. He said if you take to his word, he'll be pleased with you. If you don't take to his word, then the other person will be destroyed. Can you find this God? No. He's a spirit. That's why he's the only wise God. You can't find him. Anybody say he that takes to my word will find me. That when you take to his word, you have received him. And that he is the only wise God. That's why he said, where is the wise? Where is the prudent of this word? That those who are wise in their flesh, they became foolish. Because for us, this word of God is the great God. To the Jews, he says it's a stumbling block. Because they are still looking for the great God. To the Greek, or means to those who do not believe, they think this is foolishness. How can you say that the Bible is the great God? Where is the person? Say they miss the point. That God is a spirit. You can only hear the voice of his word. That when he spoke to them on Mount Sinai, they saw no shape. He didn't see anything. When he spoke to Saul of Tarsus on the way to Damascus, he didn't see any shape. He only heard a voice. That voice is what you are hearing in the scriptures. That's why when we read the Bible, we are hearing God speak directly to us. That he is the great God. Listen to him. listen to the voice of his word. Adam rejected the word, he perished. He died. You see, and he says when he had disobeyed the word, Adam heard the voice of his word moving in the cool of the day in the garden. Don't disobey his word. When King Saul disobeyed his word, he found the wrath of the word of God. And that's why he says to us that we should take heed to this word. Don't reject him. That anyone that rejects his word is dead. He's found himself in a congregation of the dead. That the word of God is the great God. We don't look for another. That anyone that rejects his word has fallen into utter darkness. He's in blindness because he is God. He is the great God. Satan rejected God. He lost the estate because in the world they live, they move, and they have their being. All the angels. He said, him we live, we move, and have our being. We are in the world. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, that all things exist by him. And then if you say, if you reject the maker, where would that person be? And so that's what God is saying to us today, that this is our life. This is our God, that the Lord is the great God. That great God is staring at us. Looking unto us, he said, look unto me, all you ends of the earth, and be saved. I am God, there is not any other. I am that great God, there is none coming. I am. Who? The scripture says, I am the great God. The God that is and was and is to come. And that when he came to show us the way. He came to tell us the truth. He came to show us the living God. So that we will know that he is the way. He is the truth. He is the living God. That the words, he said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, they are living. That every word of God is living. That he is the living God. All others, when you hear nations, different countries, different people worship other gods, they are not living. They don't talk, is what he's saying. But this one is a talking God. He speaks. And that is why we relate with him through his word. We hear what he's saying, like he's saying to us right now, that we should take to his word. That he is going to bring an end to all rules. That he is the great God. That's why the scripture said this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. It said that God is going to do this. That this is the plan that God had. To bring all rules, all governments, all authority under the feet of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, in verse 24. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. It says that everyone is going to see the revelation of his word. So that God will be all in all. As of now, he said the word don't understand. That he said he will put all things under him. And that he that put all things under him is accepted. That means he is different. He is not under. He is above all. That put all things under him. So that he will be all and all. That ultimately the world will find out that the word of God is the great God. That the scripture is the great God. He says that when he has finished the death, then shall come to pass the saying, oh death, where's your sting? Oh grave, where is your victory? That the victory is Christ, the word. That the trumpet shall sound, you know what he's saying, the eternal voice, the speaker that spoke in the beginning, and he said, let there be, he will sound again, and will bring an end to death. That That's why he says the days coming when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear, everyone in the grave shall come alive, that he will finish death by this awesome word. He did so in the grave of Lazarus. He came and told them, remove the stone and said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead 4 days came out. He says that so that the world will see the glory of the word of God. That's why he says, glorify thou me with the glory I had with thee before the world began. That the Father will glorify his Son by himself. He will show the world that he is the great God. That the word of God is the express image of the invisible God. And so that the Son himself will be subject to the Father. That is, the Son will come in the glory of the Father. That the word of God will come in the glory of the Father himself. Then they will know that the great God is he that came down. And the same God rose again and returned into the position of the Father. And so he's saying to us that he came to give us understanding. And that it is death, it's flesh and blood that is blinding human being. But he's going to finish it up. He said, when that is removed, take heed that you don't find yourself naked. That blinder, that naked fellow, the flesh and blood that is people's mind. That's what human beings mindful of. And he said, when that is removed, there is only one that will be left. He that cannot be removed, the Creator, which is the Word, that he's going to shake the heavens and the earth. And then he will remove all. And then he says, see that you are not naked. That's why he said, I counsel you to buy of me gold tried in fire. And I put on the raiment. And be clothed with the truth of God. That's why he says, as many as are baptized into Christ has put on Christ. You put on the word of God. Where? In your heart. In your mind. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Until the truth of the Bible arise in your heart. That he is our God. Whom we are to bow to. That the scripture is the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's whom he is. That's his name. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name. That at the name of the word of God, every knee should bow. That he's going to bring down all rules and all power. They don't know what he's saying. When he told Pilate, I says, I'm not like the system of men. No, that's not how I rule. I am a spirit. That the kingdom of Christ is the kingdom of the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God will take over. And take over human being. And then he will rule among men. For he is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the warrior, the fighter, the overcomer, the conqueror. He said, I've overcome the world. Therefore, be of good cheer. Rejoice in me. Let your joy be of the Lord. For this says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That we have seen our God. Have you seen your God? The word of God is our God. Abraham believed that it was his God. That when there was no other to promise, God gave a witness, a promise to Abraham. And Abraham held on to the word. Said he didn't stagger anymore. Abraham believed the scriptures. It was counted to him for righteousness. That the scripture is his God. And then he preached this God to Isaac. Isaac preached it to Jacob. And Jacob told the 12 sons. That this is our God, the great God. Unto him shall the gathering of the people be. That everyone will gather to this God of the Bible. For he is the God over all. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogun. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benogunministries.org.